Our post boxes, our phone boxes, even our buses and taxis. Certain bits of British design are known and admired around the world. But have we lost our way? Posters declaring Britain is great, a place of great design, have begun to appear in the run-up to the Olympic Games. But with the eyes of the world turning to Britain, what are we really proud of when it comes to modern life? And what would we rather the world didn't look at too closely? Our arts correspondent David Sillitoe reports.
The chewing gum removal machine. The cherry pickers braving the wind and rain to install some new fluttering banners. The Broadway in Stratford and East London is being dressed for the Olympics.
You don't put on the biggest party in the world and not get dressed up for it.
And on the nearby 38 bus route celebrating this month its 100th anniversary, there are four new buses, with another four on order, all designed by Thomas Heatherwick, the man who created the roll-up bridge. The fluttering filaments of the Seed Cathedral, a building that looks like a giant glowing sea urchin. So, are the posters right? Is Britain a great place for design? We have, he says, great designers. But everyday life, like our buses, he thinks we've lost our way.
Dignity sounds quite a pompous word, but we were thinking about how could we reintroduce some of that feeling of the magic of travelling in a bus. And in recent years, double-decker buses have moved to the point where they're reacting to health and safety laws, but overreacting to them. And suddenly, wham, there's fluorescent tubes this far away from your skin. I mean, it's the least flattering form of light to human tissue. It's what you have in a battery chicken farm.
Where to spend that evening out? London's nightlife offers a choice as wide, a variety as rich, as London's daytime shops.
50 years ago, whatever the newsreels may have said, the bad food, the industrial smog, the rigorous closing times, they all gave a distinct flavour to the visiting experience. Nowadays, so much has changed, but Joe Carr of the Royal College of Art still feels we may not be the most welcoming country.
We have beautiful cities, we have beautiful parks, we have